of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his most magnanimous and merciful form as Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In this beautiful song by Srila Thakura Bhaktivinod, the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is being beautifully described. We must understand, in order to appreciate the wonderful pastimes and mercy of this most merciful personality, by understanding who is Lord Nityananda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita spends many chapters explaining on the basis of scripture, through deep philosophy, who this great personality truly is. The cause of all causes, the fountainhead of all that exists, the source of all incarnations, the ultimate creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all the material cosmos, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam describes Vedanti Tat Tat Vigadas, that one who knows the truth properly understands in three features: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan Iti Shabdyate. The Absolute Truth has his impersonal, all-pervading presence as the Brahma Jyoti. The impersonal philosophers aspire through great tapasya and meditation to somehow or other become disentangled in the network of material enjoyments and sufferings by vanquishing all material desires, and thus becoming free from the miserable forms and personalities that we are plagued and entrapped by in this material existence. And they desire to enter into that eternal existence of the Lord called Brahman. According to the Vedic Shastras, this Brahman is the eternal aspect of the Lord, Sat. But a higher and deeper realization of the presence of God is to understand Satchit. Chit means the Paramatma, the localized personal form of the Lord that exists within every heart of all living beings. He is the witness, the director of everything, at all times, for everyone. It is this Paramatma who the yogis, through lifetimes of meditation and penance and austerities, try to somehow or other come in contact with. But Satchit Ananda, the full, most perfect realization of the Absolute Truth, is to understand Bhagwan. Bhagwan is the Lord, Sri Krishna, who lives in the spiritual world, the Vaikuntha planets, which are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Everything within those Vaikuntha planets, which are situated within the Brahma Jyoti, the Paravyoma over the spiritual sky, is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. That is the natural inhabitants of every soul. Ananda, or bliss, comes through loving relationship. It does not come simply through knowledge or cessation of misery. However much knowledge you may acquire of reality does not bring about blissfulness. The heart is the sitting place of the soul, and the heart longs for exchanges of pure love. The heart is longing to repose its natural inclination to love and to serve in the all-attractive, eternal, unlimited object of all pleasure, who is Krishna. In the Vaikuntha planets, Krishna appears in many of the various forms of Narayan, where he is eternally exchanging love in a mood of Aishwarya, or awe and reverence, where such perfected beings in pure unalloyed devotion who have achieved the topmost liberation of all material sufferings, they worship the Lord as their supreme master. And the topmost of all these Vaikuntha planets is Krishna Loka, that place where the Lord is served in such an intensified mood of unconditional love that he reveals himself to his devotees in such an intimate and confidential way that they consider him to be their friend or their son or even their pure lover. In this topmost abode, Lord Krishna exists eternally with his associates. Many of his associates are jivatmas, his part and parcels, who are of his pleasure potency or tatastha shakti. These parts and parcels are eternally subordinate to him, and they have the choice to serve him either in love in the spiritual world or to serve him in revolt and forgetfulness in this material world. But in all cases, the jivatma is subordinate to the Supreme Soul or Krishna. But the Lord also expands himself to facilitate the highest, most complete environment of transcendental ras or loving relationships. His pleasure potency is manifested as his non-different expansion of Srimati Radharani, who is the very goddess of devotion. And it is the love of Radha and Krishna that is the ultimate truth in the spiritual world. And all living entities are simply created by the Lord for the purpose of transcendentally assisting in that wonderful relationship between God and himself in his form of Sri Radhika. But the Lord expands himself as the original assistant of all of these pastimes, who is also declared to be the original guru, because the guru never declares himself to be God. The guru always declares himself to be the servant of God. But the original guru is God himself in the mood of the servant of the Lord. And that is Lord Balaram. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, except one is the servant and one is the object of service. In this way, Lord Balaram creates the entire atmosphere of the spiritual world and expands himself in a multitude of ways to give pleasure to Krishna. And in order to facilitate the jivatmas who are rebellious of the Lord, it is Balaram who creates the material existence through his expansions. Balaram expands himself in the Vaikunthas as Narayan. From Narayan, the Chaturvyuha, Aniruddha, Shankarshan, Prajumana, and Vasudeva are created. They are on the borders of Goloka Vrindavan, and they are also from the secondary form of Shankarshan. All the Purusha avatars are created. Mahavishnu, who lies in the Karanadak ocean, from whose exhalation all the universes within creation are manifested. Garbhodakshay Vishnu, who enters into each universe, who lays in the water of the Garbhodak ocean, which fills half that universe. From him, Lord Brahma is born from the lotus which stems from his navel. And as Padmanabh, he is the original guru of Brahma, who is the original guru of this particular universe. And then as Kshirodakshay Vishnu, the Lord resides within Svetadvip, a Vaikuntha planet within each universe. And he also resides within the heart of every living being, and then in and between every atom to witness everything that is existing. But these are all the expansions of the expansions of the expansions of Baladev, who is performing all of this incredible work just as a service of love to his intimate, supreme, most beloved, Krishna, Bhagavan. Once in every day of Lord Brahma, Krishna expands within this particular universe. Just at the junction between the Dwapara Yuga and the Kali Yuga, when Krishna disappears from this world, it is then that Kali Yuga begins. And he comes to teach us the path of pure devotion. Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita, Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyajim nam namaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage to me. In this way you will come to me without fail. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shananam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion. Surrender to me. In this way you will come to me without fail. In this age of Kali Yuga, it is an ocean of faults. The spirit soul, which is purely full of bliss, which has an eternal relationship with God, has forgotten this great treasure and is searching birth after birth after birth for some type of material enjoyment. And through the process of trying to enjoy in forgetfulness of God, more and more implications in karma, in suffering, are created. And look at society today. What people are trying to do to avoid pain, what they are doing to try to just somehow get relief from the boredom and the misery of their own minds and senses. People are so discontent. They have to create all kinds of music. All kinds of music glorifying sex life and drugs and material affairs and mundane romance, which simply pollutes their mind. It is like taking garbage and just swallowing it through your ears, poison and swallowing it through your ears. And your fever for material enjoyment just becomes hotter and hotter. It burns. And we put more and more fuel in that fire in our heart. And the topics people discuss, and the various forms, television and cinema, things to somehow take our eyes away from God, take our ears away from God, take our nose away from God through all kinds of perfumes and all other fragrances, take our tongues away from God, which is meant to be chanting the holy name. Maya on all sides is stealing our consciousness through our senses away from Krishna. And further obscuring and covering our consciousness from its truth. And in this way, Maya is cheating us moment after moment after moment. And yet the foolish soul, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karamani vasaravasha, ahankara vimudhatma karatahani. The foolish soul is thinking, I am the doer. This is what I like. This is what I want. And Maya continues to smash our illusions. And every time she smashes us and pushes us down, we try again and again and again and again. And if you finally come after millions of births of puna punas charavata charavananam, chewing that which has spit out again and again, if you finally come to the point that Krishna says, surrender to me, Krishna says, don't involve yourself in sense gratification. Involve your sense in devotional service. I've been kicked down enough times. Then the people of society will criticize you, condemn you. Ah, you're knocked down, so now you're trying to escape. Why don't you get up like a man like me? Just to get pushed down and die. Ah, yes, we want to escape. They are correct. When you're in prison, you should want to escape. And Krishna's giving us the escape route. in this age of Kali Yuga through the congregational chanting of the holy name. You may be interrupting that festival downstairs. Loving exchange. So Krishna appeared to give us this divine message. Every Kali Yuga, he reveals this. But only one Kali Yuga in the whole day of Brahma, which is so many, over 4 billion years, does he come in his original form and reveal the beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan with Sri Radharani, Sri Baladev, and all the gopas and gopis. And he's inviting us all, come back home, back to Godhead, where you can really enjoy transcendental love. Real love, not the exploitative love that we find in this world. I like the way you look. I like the way you speak. I like the way you smell. I like the way you taste. I like the way you feel. This is the love of this world. But when we don't like it anymore, we don't love you anymore. Simply exploitation. The senses are fickle, and the mind is chanchalam, always changing. And the love of this world must frustrate us because it is temporary and limited. So Krishna revealed his beautiful pastimes. He gave his pure instructions through Gita of how to live our life in this world for the highest purpose, the purpose of the soul, by performing our duty in love and devotion to Krishna. Krishna taught us that he has appeared in this age in his name. But then in this Kali Yuga, that same Krishna and Balaram descend again in their most magnanimous, munificent of all incarnations. They come to give love of Krishna freely to everyone without discrimination. They come in the role of devotees to teach us the means by which we can perfect our lives. The Lord taught us in Gita, and then he comes personally to demonstrate how to follow the Gita. And that is Nithai Gaurachandra. Lochandas Thakur has prayed, Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gaurachandra. Saba Avatara Sarasiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. That these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they are the most merciful. They are the essence of all avatars because they have given us a path which is simply joyful, chanting, dancing, and feasting. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. The two forms have appeared in one as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Radha and Krishna are very difficult to understand. And practically 99.9% of this land of India, Bharatvarsha, has a complete misconception of what is Radha and Krishna. They think it is some romantic poetry, nice artwork. They do not understand. This is the most pristine, pure, loving exchange of the spiritual world. And we are all meant to surrender our lives to assist in this loving exchange. So Radha Krishna appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who became a sannyasi. And he came sannyasi, why? He gave up his widowed mother and his most chaste and beautiful wife, Vishnu Priya, only to give Krishna Bhakti to everyone without discrimination. This is why people take to the renounced order of life. In the age of Kali Yuga, many foolish persons. They put on the saffron color just because they are lazy. They don't want to work and they want to get some prestige and some free food. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that one should be willing to make any sacrifice, any convenience, to do the ultimate welfare work for all living beings by having no other business but since spreading the glories of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. He taught everyone to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because according to Kali Santarana Upanishad, of all mantras in all Vedas, this particular mantra is prescribed as the most effective, supreme most medicine for awakening our original Krishna consciousness in this age of Kali Yuga. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose life and soul is exclusively dedicated to assisting Lord Chaitanya in his mission of compassion. He knew the Lord incarnated out of mercy and love for all of his fallen, degraded servants. And therefore, more than any other personality that has ever existed, the Supreme Personality came to show mercy to all living beings, knowing that this is the way he could please Lord Gauranga. And the greatest mercy is to inform people to worship Gauranga. Because if you worship Gauranga, you are automatically worshiping Radha Krishna, but in the safest possible way. And how to worship Gauranga? By becoming the servant of the servant of his servants. And by chanting the holy names of the Lord. That is all Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to give us. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining what is the price he asked for the greatest treasure in all of existence. Simply your willingness, your faith. Nothing else. When our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he saw so many yogis selling so many mantras. Srila Prabhupada explained, as the representative of Lord Nityananda, we are giving the Maha Mantra, the greatest mantra. And what is the price? No rupees, no dollars, just your faith. It doesn't matter who you are. Lord Nityananda's mercy was for everyone and anyone without discrimination. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this holy name. And although he was the Supreme Godhead, for 12 years he was born in Ekachakragram to Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. There with his friends he performed all wonderful games, but they were all enactments of Krishna's Leela. He had no other interest than that. And by his sweet will, a sannyasi came to Ekachakra when he was only 12 years old and asked Hadai Pandit, please give me in charity your son to be a brahmachari and accompany me in my pilgrimage. Hadai Pandit was heartbroken at the thought. How could I give Nityananda away? He is my life and soul. But yet service to a Vaishnav is the ultimate religious principle. Even Dasarath gave Ram away to Vishvamitra when he came. I cannot refuse. Nityananda Prabhu left with that sannyasi, and Hadai Pandit was immersed in such an ocean of loving separation from his son that for 3 months he did not eat, he did not sleep, he did not drink, he practically did not move. He just cried. And he cried until he left his body and went back to the spiritual world. And all the residents of Ekachakra, they couldn't even exist in that village. Every time they looked at anything, they were thinking, Nityananda, this is where he did this, but now he is gone. Practically everyone evacuated in the ecstatic love of separation. Lord Nityananda Prabhu traveled for 20 years on pilgrimage to all the holy places in northern India, southern India, eastern India, and western India. He traveled from Badrikashram to Setubandha Rameshwaram. He traveled from Jagannath Puri to Udupi and to Pandharapur. There he met Srila Madhavendra Puri, his eternal spiritual master and guru. He met Lakshmipati Tirtha and received Diksha from him. And then he went to Vrindavan. And through all these 20 years, he did not preach to anyone. He did not teach anyone the glories of the chanting of Harinam, although that was his mission to come. He was waiting in Vrindavan for his Lord and Master, the original personality, Krishna, who appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to reveal his ecstatic love, the love of Sri Radharani. And when he started distributing that love to the world, and when he ordered Nityananda Prabhu to assist him, only then would Lord Nityananda Prabhu reveal his supreme potency as the all-merciful, all-compassionate deliverer of all fallen souls. Because in the role of a servant, the servant does not act without the blessings of the master. Nityananda Prabhu at Sringaravat in Brajbhumi was simply waiting. In the mood of Balaram, he would roll in the dust of Vrindavan, he would play in the Jamuna, he would herd the cows with the children. He was always praying to Gauranga, when will you come and call me? He was always absorbed in the ecstasies of his pastimes of Balaram. And when Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya, and he heard he had inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement, then Nityananda Prabhu went to Navadvip Dham. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing he had come, he sent Haridas Thakur and Srivas all over Navadvip to find him. But for 9 hours they searched everywhere. They could not find him. But then Lord Chaitanya took all of them directly to the house of Nandanacharya. And there was the most blessed and auspicious pastime of the meeting of Gaur Nitai. They cried in ecstatic love. They embraced one another. And then they went to the house of Srivas Thakur. And for the first time in this most wonderful age of Kali, for the first time in this day of Brahma, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda manifested the beautiful pastime of dancing together as all the devotees very lovingly chanted the holy name. Sri Sri Nithaya Gaura Chandra Ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. One day, to everyone's surprise, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very mysterious instruction. He spoke to Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Thakur Haridas that I want you to go to every home and to every person without discrimination of whether they are Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Chandalas, Untouchables, it doesn't matter. Whether they are men or women, it doesn't matter. Whether they are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Everyone is a spirit soul. Everyone has a right to go back to the spiritual world. You give them all this instruction. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Worship Krishna and teach others about Krishna.
That is all. Give this simple instruction to all. And you come back every evening and give me a report of how your preaching is going.
Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur took this order as their life and soul. Nityananda Prabhu finally got the instruction and the blessing. Because as the servant of the Lord, he never considered anything himself. He never thought, I am giving mercy. I am simply delivering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy on his order. And that is my life and soul. They would go to each person, everywhere. They were willing to take any risk. And whoever they met, they pleaded with them. Please chant Krishna's holy names. Worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your real wealth. He is your life and your soul. Stop suffering in this material world of death. Take to the blissful life of Krishna consciousness. And most persons, when they heard Nityananda Prabhu give this appeal, their hearts were melted by his humility. He did not order them, he begged them. The Supreme Master of all masters comes to beg from his servants to be happy. Where else do we find such an act of unlimited mercy? And people would become enlightened, illuminated by his mercy, and give up their materialistic and sinful ways and take to the path of pure bhakti. And others, due to their offensiveness or due to their laziness, they would not listen to him. They would say, no, you go away. I don't have time. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu would fall on his hands and knees with folded palms and beg them. I am avadut. I have come as a beggar, and this is the charity I ask for. Give me the alms of enough faith to take the holy name of Krishna. And if still they refused, Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of all universes, who in his mere partial expansion of an expansion of Mahavishnu, when he inhales, he destroys all the universes within a moment. That same all-powerful Lord comes and falls at the feet of the insignificant jivas who have rejected him and blasphemed him and stolen from him and exploited his property. He could destroy them in a second. He can destroy everything in a second. But he would lay himself prostrate in the dust of the ground at their feet and roll in the ground and with tears in his eyes beg them, please, take this great Maha Mantra of the chanting of the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Echo. In the spiritual world, even the echoes are persons. Nothing is impersonal. So one day, while Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were roaming through the streets of Navadvip, they come upon a gathering of people. What are they looking at? And they looked in this gathering, and they saw two huge-bodied, terrible, terrible personalities. These two persons were intoxicated with strong liquors. And they were just blaspheming everything and everyone and insulting And they were fighting with one another, pulling each other's hair and punching each other. They were the very epitome of degradation. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur asked someone, "Who are they? You do not know? All of Navadvip fears these two demons. Their names are Jagai and Madhai. Previously they were Jagananda and Madhavananda. And they were born in very first class Brahmin families. In fact, their family tradition was full of religion and piety. But somehow or other, from the earliest ages, these two people, they fell into bad association and they became corrupt. And they became so corrupt, their senses and their minds became so inflamed with lust and anger that at every moment they are drinking strong liquor, wine, and intoxications. They are constantly eating the flesh and drinking the blood of cows and any other animal they can kill. They murder Brahmins. They rape women. They break into people's homes and rob it of everything they have. They abuse the old people. They regularly, every day, set so many homes on fire. There is not a sin they do not commit. And nobody can come near them without being tortured or killed." When Lord Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he became ecstatic that these two people, they are the best prospects for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. If they take the name of Krishna, if they dance in ecstasy, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will be famous throughout the world. He looked at Haridas Thakur and he said, "Now, if anyone sees them, they go, or touches their shadow, they immediately run and jump in the Ganges to purify themselves. But after these two souls take to the chanting of the holy name and receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy, when people see them, they will think that they have just bathed in the Ganges." He said to Haridas, "Do you remember when those Mughal executioners beat you in 22 marketplaces and you forgave them and prayed that Krishna gives them bhakti? Let us pray for these two sinful fools and pray that they get bhakti. Let us go preach to them." Haridas Thakur replied to Nityananda Prabhu, "Just the fact that you desire that they attain pure devotional service, it is already done. That is your mercy." So there was a terrible, terrible environment of all filthy words that they were just crying out. And Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur very loudly, they announced this message: "My dear brothers, you are suffering in your own sins. Give up your sinful activities. Live a pure life of service to the Lord. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Teach the world about Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your wealth, your treasure, your life, your soul. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy." When Jagai and Madhai heard this, they are telling us like this, they were outraged in anger, with eyes red hot like coals. They looked at Haridas and Nitai and they called out, "Get them, kill them." And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur ran away. And Jagai and Madhai were running as fast as they could to chase them, to beat them, to kill them. Meanwhile, the people around, they were saying, "We told you not to do this. We told you don't try to preach to these rascals. There's so many other people to preach to. Now you will die. It serves you right. You didn't listen to us." But the pious people, they were praying to Krishna, "Please save them. They're such saintly persons. Please save them." Meanwhile, they were running and running, and Jagai and Madhai were running. It was a very, very exciting chase. And while they were running, Lord Haridas Thakur said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu that, "You are a madman. Why did you preach to them like this? Somehow or other, I escaped my life from those moguls who were beating me. But today, because I'm traveling around with such a madman like you, I'm going to lose my life." Nityananda Prabhu replied, "Why you call me a madman? I am not the madman. It is that personality that gave us this instruction that is a madman." Like a king, he tells us to just preach to everyone without discrimination, to chant the holy names of Krishna. No one has said this before. He's a madman. Think about it. And they were running and running and laughing. And ultimately, Jagai and Madhai, they were, "Stop, stop. We want to talk to you." And finally, because they drank so much and ate so much meat, they were fat. Very powerful, but fat. So they became exhausted, and they could no longer run. So they needed somebody to beat up. So they started beating up each other. Just punching and pounding and pulling hairs and kicking. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they went to the house of Srivas Thakur, where Lord Chaitanya was waiting for his daily report. So they said, "Today we met two very, very sinful, degraded people, always intoxicated with liquor. And we asked them to chant, and they chased us and tried to kill us, and we barely escaped with our lives." Lord Chaitanya asked, "Who are these two people?" Gangadas Pandit and Srivas, two very senior members of the Navadweep Society and two very pure, unalloyed Vaishnavas, they began to explain the atrocities of Jagai and Madhai. The whole town is in fear of them. Even when the king sends a warrant for their arrest to come to court, they just ignore it, and no one dares go near them. Lord Chaitanya said, "They are Brahmins? Then why do they behave like this if they are Brahmins? They kill, they slaughter, they're meat eaters, they're drunkards, they're woman hunters, they're robbers. Every word practically that comes out of their mouth is a filthy word that no person could possibly tolerate." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, and how they chased to kill Nityananda and Haridas, he said, "On this very day, I will take my chakra and kill them." And Nityananda Prabhu, when he heard that, he said, "My Lord, please, do not harm them. Give their bodies to me. Let me deal with them. You have come to this world to give everyone Krishna prema. Let me, on your behalf, give them Krishna prema." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because of your sincere compassion upon them, they are already saved. This is the power of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Haridas Thakur began to speak to Advaitacharya. He said, you don't know what it's like going on traveling Sankirtan with Lord Nityananda. I'll just tell you a few samples of what he does. We go to the Ganges, and it's infested with all dangerous man-eating crocodiles, and he jumps and starts grabbing their tails and playing with them. In our life, to being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord and his devotees, that we can sincerely assist in this great mission of compassion by helping through the Prabhupada's movement in whatever way we possibly can. And let us pray that we can come to that stage in our devotion. Trinadapi sunichena tarora sishishmana amanada manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Where by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none for oneself. Let us bow our heads on this auspicious day at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala yechayaya jagata jidai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are most refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of full moons. The shade of his lotus feet bring about relief from the burning, scorching heat of material existence. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we can achieve eternal loving service to the servants of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Let us, as beggars, fall helplessly at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, begging for just one drop of his mercy, the mercy that we can become the servant of his servants with unmotivated devotion.